That's a great intro.
That's a little taste, the kind of fun we're in for.
Yeah.
The next hour. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
How was your week?
How about you?
Man, last week we were on the air and the fires were just starting to...
They had just started.
Yeah. Was it Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah.
We had no idea.
They started Tuesday morning.
What a terrible week.
They're still going, right?
Yeah. Well, I have two cousins that are professional looters, so they're doing okay.
Well, but I heard that there's National Guard troops looking for the looters.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, I just have to make one call. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You know, just to be safe, seriously, on a serious note, I know it's fun to joke. I know you love to joke, Ken.
Yep.
These fires are not good. I think everyone listening, no matter where they are, my opinion, just to be safe,
yeah,
should evacuate. Just leave your house right now.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Do you and your family have a go bag by the door? A go bag? Emergency go bag?
We do not. No. See, I'm accustomed to flooding. So in the event of flooding, we just have to go upstairs.
Well, you should bring a go bag upstairs or keep a go bag upstairs. I want you to have a go bag, buddy. I'd sleep better.
Do you have a go bag?
No.
Of course not.
You got to get a go bag.
But you do have a garage full of emergency gasoline.
Yep. And firecrackers. Yep.
And are you still putting, there's something you have to put in the gasoline?
Yes. To stabilize it.
Stabilize
it. If you're going to keep it stored, yes.
And then also...
Thank you for asking.
Are you rotating your gas?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Okay, rotating it around, yes.
And you're also, I believe you're hoarding hand sanitizer?
Yes, I'm ready for the Armageddon. Would you like to know the secret password to get into my bunker?
Oh, I already have it. But what else are you hoarding in there?
The secret password is help. I got to work on a better password.
Well, let me ask you this.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Okay, you go first.
Does your family have a family password so that if a scammer calls up impersonating somebody's voice through AI, you know, saying, Pops, I need $1,000 in gift cards right away. They're holding me hostage.
Yeah. Holy moly. Where can I send the money? It might be faster to send it through crypto, some kind of crypto exchange.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way to the crypto exchange.
But your family should have a password for
something. Even you would
like
have
that.
The wherewithal to say, son, tell me the password.
Yes.
Because you couldn't tell if it was really your son.
Right.
Because it would be AI.
Because it's AI. It sounds exactly like him.
You need a password. You can't think of any question you could ask him. Like, son, when was the last time you saw me naked? That would be something only your son would know. Right?
Well, there's no...
He would say, Thursday.
There's no wrong answer.
Exactly. Son, when was the last time you didn't see me naked?
There you go. But I can't think that fast. That's why we have a password.
You don't need... But even thinking of the password... just say, what's the name of our dog? Just something.
They could find out. The scammers could find the name of your dog.
But they would... Okay, even...
Tippy.
Even...
Is it Tippy?
You mean that would be their guess?
Yeah.
You mean you would hear your son in your son's voice start guessing names of dogs?
Yeah.
Is it Tippy? Is it Rover? Dad? Is it Rover? Is it Muffin? Dad?
You're getting closer.
Yeah. I think by the fourth guess, you should be a little suspicious.
But they can find stuff like that out.
But they're not going to have the wherewithal to quickly look up the name of the dog and put it in your son's voice.
They might know the dog's name already.
Well, that's just one example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to your hoarding. So you're hoarding.
Yeah, everyone laughs at the hoarders until it's go time.
I ain't laughing.
Until there's a knock on the bunker. Sorry, I laughed.
You have a ton of gasoline.
We do keep gasoline and a generator.
And a generator.
During the hurricanes, during those 2 years of hurricanes, you know.
Right. Irene and Sandy.
Yeah, we lost power for 5 or 6, well, I guess 3 or 4 days, I guess. What's the longest you ever lost power?
A week.
Well, don't you wish you had a generator? Don't you wish you had some gasoline in the garage?
We did okay. We did okay for that week. It was fun, actually.
Yeah, it was a fun adventure.
Yeah.
At the time, did you think it was fun?
Yes.
At the time?
It was so much.
On Tuesday, did you think it was fun?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, right.
We had people over every night.
Let me tell you something about adventures.
We made fires.
Adventures, they're never fun while you're having them. They're only fun 8 years later when you're on the radio babbling away to your co-host.
Actually, when the lights finally came on after Hurricane Sandy, a week later, my daughter cried. She cried her eyes out.
Because she missed being in the dark?
Because she loved it when the electricity was out.
Well, when you have parents that go around naked all the time, you do pray for blackouts. You sit in your little room and pray.
Right.
Dear God.
You're right.
Dear God.
Huh. You're right. I didn't even think that might be the reason.
Yeah.
God, I feel like such an idiot.
The lights came on. Naked dad was there in all his glory. And of course the kids cried.
Damn it. I thought it was something else completely.
Gosh, we have fun, me
and
you.
What else do you have besides gasoline and hand sanitizer in
there? I do. I have that freeze-dried food stuff.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have anything like that?
No.
Come on over.
You're a prepper.
Come on over during the Armageddon for dinner.
You're actually a prepper.
Yeah, exactly. Come on over. The first Shabbat after the Armageddon. Come on over for Friday night dinner. Bethy will make you some freeze-dried soup.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's going to be yuck.
Yeah, man.
Oh, now you're complaining? Now you're complaining. 48 million people dead. Now you're complaining about the quality of my soup.
Well, if you're hoarding food, I just hope you're hoarding better food than you get at a Seder. That's the worst food on earth.
Oh, shut up.
Matzah. Roots.
Oh, wait, hold on.
It's the worst. Nobody likes matzah.
Wait.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Take the call on the air.
No.
Take the call on the air. Who was it, your agent?
No, it was a friend.
Was it Tony Shalhoub?
Yeah. No, we're good.
No. Come on, take it. Take
the
call.
I'm not going to take a call on air.
Damn it. Hey, next week.
Next week we have a great show.
Yeah, next week we have Elena.
I don't know who that is.
Elena Razaglova, who is writing a history of WFMU. She's a history,
what?
She's a history professor at Concordia University.
Am I going to be in the book?
Yes, you are. She, she interviewed you, I believe.
Wow. A book?
Didn't she?
Would you say I'm the hero of the book?
Yes, you are. Actually, you are the marginalia.
Shut up.
You're just like doodled into the margins throughout the entire book, The Adventures of Andy.
She's writing a book about FMU. She's going to be here.
Yeah.
So you know what I think we should do? We should open up the phones, and any listener can suggest a topic to be included in the book, something that they are curious about, something they'd like to learn about in her book, right?
Yep. Good idea.
She'd probably appreciate it.
Yeah.
She's driving down just for this?
Yes, she is.
Well,
and we're also looking for...
Can you imagine driving down just for this, spending an hour on the air, and then having to go back to Montreal?
Well,
can you imagine that trip back after this?
No.
Can you imagine after our show, heading back to Montreal?
I can't even handle driving back to
Can't either.
Weehawken.
Longest drive on earth. The drive of shame.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Montreal.
Yeah. Banging your head into the dashboard.
Weeping openly.
Saying, stupid, stupid, stupid.
Hi, this is your pilot. Well, the passenger in 12B, please compose themselves.
And we're also looking for clips.
What?
We're looking for...
Oh, because I'll be gone. Because
you'll be gone in 2 weeks. You're gone, and I have almost enough clips to make...
You're asking listeners to edit a short clip show.
Right, like 1 to 5 minutes, preferably.
I see.
It can be a little longer.
Of their favorite 7-second delay moments?
Yeah.
Maybe the last 12 minutes of this show can be included.
We could do
We're
that.
On fire. No, I guess you can't use that.
No.
You can't use that expression anymore.
Take it back, yeah.
Terrible about the fire.
Yeah.
Do you have friends in L.A. that...
We're smoldering. Yeah,
I'm so sorry, buddy.
And you have friends
well,
in L.A.
Well, a lot of writers are... yeah, a lot of writers are affected. Some of them lost a house. Some of them were near misses, you know.
Your writing partner lost a house.
My friend who directs with me, yes, yeah, he did lose a house in Malibu. But, you know, I mean, almost everyone was evacuated. I mean, there's hardship even if you don't lose a house. And everyone knows someone who's lost a house.
Yeah, it's actually kind of amazing how few people died, considering how widespread the fires were.
I agree.
Probably up to maybe, I think the official count is 26, but the unofficial count is around 40 dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder what percentage of those were people that were aware of the evacuation order and then chose not to go.
Oh, you're saying it's their fault?
No, I'm just saying I wonder if people were caught by surprise and had no possible escape, or they made a calculated mistake.
Yeah.
Would you go? What would you grab? You have 4 minutes. The alarm has gone off. The evacuation order. It's at your house. What would you grab?
My matches.
What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? All right, this is over. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You don't need matches in a wildfire.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, that was good. So if you're just tuning in, it's 6:15 and the show's just been derailed.
You're
just
welcome.
Just been smothered right in its crib.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Matches. You're going to regret that one. Quick impression, Ken Friedman driving home. Matches? What was I thinking?
We know what you would take.
I have no idea what I would take.
Well, because you discussed it last Friday night at Monty Hall.
Well, assuming everyone's safe, assuming the family's out and safe.
Right.
And they've all memorized their, what did you call it, your code word?
Yeah.
And they all knew the safe spot. Everyone should be gathering in a safe spot, right?
Yep.
We're going to meet up, right? A meeting spot?
Yep.
Assuming everyone's out and the dog is out. I have nothing of value. Passports.
Last Friday, you discussed what you would take, which was like the first five.
Oh yes. I do have stuff that I.
The first five bits you wrote to get a TV job.
Yes, I do have memorabilia stuff that, but I wouldn't risk my life for it. I wouldn't risk my life for anything. I don't have anything of value. I mean. No artwork. I love the artwork your daughter painted that's in our house.
Yeah.
And I love your daughter, but I'm not going to die for those pieces of art.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh. I would.
I guess there's some legal documents I'd try to grab.
That's so boring. Jesus. I like the answer that you gave last Friday night at 7 Second Delay, but now you're acknowledging that it was a lie.
Yeah, I will acknowledge freely that everything you heard me say last Friday night was a lie. Hey, we had a nice time. We were both interviewed by Randy Cohen.
And people were amazed at your sincerity. Man, did you lay it on thick. It was all an act.
You know what I do?
What?
I squeeze a rusty nail in my hand.
Oh, my God. I saw you carrying that thing
around. Yeah, exactly. And that's how you fake it.
Wow.
Otherwise, you just start laughing.
Well, good job.
Yeah.
All right, well, perhaps we should get on with the show.
You get on with it.
We've been doing this foreplay for so long that I can't even remember what
we're going to offer. We're going to offer a prize to anyone. I just am curious. Is anyone listening with a group of people? And I will offer a prize to anyone listening currently to us right now with the largest group of people, of friends.
And right now, the number we're trying to beat is zero.
Yes, right now, zero.
So if you're
anyone that's calling with a family of four would be four. And I will pay $4.
$7.
I will pay $4.
You said $7.
I'm amending it. Because now I'm scared we're going to get.
$7.
I'm scared with somebody from work is going to call with 18 people. $4. Hold on, I'm not finished. And 30 cents. Per person. So if a family of four calls, as for example.
920.
Hold on. Hold on, my friend.
No, what am I saying, 920? $4.30 a piece.
Yeah, 430 times
1720?
It's 1720.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just an example. Somebody that's calling from a, from work that has five friends, somebody calling from a restaurant, but they have to be your friends. You have to know everyone's names. Friends or family.
Right.
Right?
Can't be strangers.
You can't just be calling from a Subway hoping everyone will get on the phone. And I guess we should quickly meet everyone, right? You should pass the phone around, and we'll count them as we meet them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so a financial reward is being offered to anyone calling that calls our show that's calling with the largest group of people. Right now, the number to beat, as Ken said, is zero.
Zero.
Wouldn't that be great if no one called?
Well, we once, I think the record for no calls is 640, I think. I think we once made it 40 minutes into the show without any calls.
What was our topic? Can I guess what our topic was?
Yes.
Are you with a big group of people? Was that the topic? Okay,
no.
Let me give the number. Is that the new number there? It's on the board?
Yeah.
20, I can't read your own writing.
201.
201. 209-9368.
Good job.
201-209-9368. If you're with a group of people, right now, the number to beat is zero. Anyone with one or two or three people would be eligible for this cash prize.
Two people right now, you'd win $8.60 if you end up being the largest.
I will Venmo you this money. And you know I'm good for it, right? I Venmo right away.
You are. You are always good.
I do hate being in debt. I do hate people waiting for money.
Yeah, man, you always come good. You always come clean on your debts. Speaking of which, you're going to Vegas tomorrow, getting serious about your gambling habit.
Well, I'm not. Well, I'm going. It's more of a social thing. Yeah.
Oh,
I guess
yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna. I guess I'll stop. I'll swing by the casino, but I'm not a big gambler.
Yeah, I read Playboy for the pictures. That's your version of that. I mean, for the articles.
For the articles.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey.
This is Trey.
Why, hey, Trey.
Why doesn't everyone just greet us with hey?
I got me and my family in the car here.
Oh, no. Wait, how many's that? Wait, I didn't expect the people
three.
To really call. A total of three?
We start you off small.
Is it you plus three?
Me plus two.
Okay, we have to talk to each of them. And Trey, you are now in first place. Okay, put them on the phone.
Hello?
Wait, you're not Trey disguising your voice, are you?
Maybe.
You're a completely separate person. Will you vouch for that?
Yes, I'm a separate person.
A separate person, that's two. And then there's a child with you?
Yes.
I'd like you to prove it. Let me hear this.
Can we speak to the child?
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa, says the child.
Hi.
Oh, what a sweet, sweet, delusional little girl. Okay, Trey, you're in first place. How much is Trey due to win if no one else calls?
$12.90, Andy.
Trey, I'm going to Venmo $12.90 if no one else with more people call. Okay, the number to beat is three.
Thank you, Trey. Thanks for getting the ball rolling.
201-209-9368. Trey is going to be receiving $12 and change unless somebody calls.
With four.
With more than four people. I guess they need...
I guess that was a three-person call.
I guess somebody should call with themselves plus at least three.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. Oh, no, wait. They're not listening, Ken. They're not responding. Kenny?
Yeah?
They're ghosting us.
They're ghosting us?
I think they don't know they're on the air.
No, I'm way over here now. Okay.
What are you doing over there?
Looking for more scrap paper.
Oh, for the love of God. Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hi. Do you have some people with you?
Oh, lots of people with
me. Okay. What is your name?
My name is Chaim.
Your name is Chaim. And Chaim, do a head count. How many people are in the room with you?
Well, we're in a car.
Oh, yeah,
okay. We got packed
cows. Oh, how many people in the car?
Well, let's count. We're going to count it out loud. No, we always get confused.
Yeah, go ahead and start counting now.
Okay, one.
One, two, two. Three, four. Oh, five. Wow, we got a full count.
I don't.
Five.
Yeah, you have half a minion there.
Half a minion.
You have half a minion, but I don't believe I really just heard five different people. Do you, Ken?
No, not really.
How can we prove it? Can we have to talk to each person individually very quickly.
Hi.
Okay. No, that's okay.
All right.
Chaim.
They're lying.
Yeah, they're lying.
That was Chaim talking in his funny high voice.
It was entertaining, but it also was a little disconcerting.
So Trey
is still in the lead. Trey has a family of three, and he's getting some money, unless somebody could beat that number. 201-209-9368. Call us.
I just wanted to say that if you're at work right now,
yes,
go around, gather everybody into your office.
Yeah, someone might do that, Ken. Thanks for that suggestion.
Yeah.
Let's take the call.
And then Andy has to pay $4.30 for each listener, for each person in the room.
But no one's going to. Okay. So the assumption you're making, Ken, is that someone listening to our show has more than a few friends, has more than four or five friends. An FMU listener.
Well.
An FMU listener
friends has nothing,
four or five friends.
Friends has nothing to do with it.
I'm sorry. An FMU listener is employed. This is almost like a science fiction story and has multiple friends. Have you ever been to the record fair?
I have.
I'm going to bring you to the record fair.
Oh, my God. I had a record fair nightmare last night.
Yeah,
oh,
me too.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God. Me too. Who? You know what I dreamt?
What?
I was at the record fair.
And then what happened?
Oh, that's all. That was pretty much
it. Oh, really? That's
what was your nightmare?
I was at the record fair, but, man, everybody.
No, I just realized I don't care.
Okay.
201-209-9368.
Well, we lost that call because we didn't address them.
I know.
Yeah.
We were just bantering.
Hi, you're on the air.
We were flirting.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, thanks for calling. Do you have more than three people with you?
Yes, we are four people.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Mark,
all right, Mark, pass the phone around.
Wait, Mark, it's four people. So it's you plus three. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm here with three of my kids driving.
Okay, I'm skeptical. I'm not calling you a liar, but we need to talk to each child.
All right.
Hi, my name's Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Do you believe that, Ken, that we just spoke to Angela?
Yeah, Angela, who do you love more, mom or dad?
I don't know.
Come on.
Exactly. That's her way of saying mom.
Hi, my name's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Wait a minute. Rachel sounds a little bit like Angela.
Well, Rachel's Angela.
Not.
You're not Angela? I want to hear you and Angela sing in harmony right now.
Not my homie. I'm not. I'm Angela. This is Rachel.
See? Different.
No, they're not talking over each other.
No, that sounded different.
Sing something at the same time. Sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
We're different people.
Okay, do you believe that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and then there's a fourth person in the car?
Yep, my name's the Kevmeister.
What's your name?
The Kevmeister.
Oh, it's the Kevmeister.
My real name's Kevin.
Kevin. It's the, but you know, his nickname, Kev, Ken, is the Kevmeister.
The Kevmeister.
Yeah, that's what I call him.
Yeah.
If you knew him like I did, you would understand. He's the Kevmeister.
When are you going to just
He's irrepressible.
When are you just going to start calling him Meister?
No, that would almost be insulting. Okay, so Mark, you're now we have bought your submission. We have accepted it. You've been approved. You are now the front runner. You have how much? 430 times 4?
1720. We figured it out already.
430. Hold on. I'm just going to check my work.
1720.
Woohoo! Okay. Well, unless somebody calls with a bigger group than that. So the number to beat now is a total of 4.
Right.
Has that eliminated everybody waiting on the phone?
I don't think so.
There's oh, my God. That's so exciting. 201-209-9368. So do you think there's a caller?
Mark and Angela and Rachel and Kevmeister, thanks for calling. And you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Bob.
No, hi, Bob. Bob, if you have more than four friends with you, I will eat my hat.
No, I'm actually, I'm all alone.
Yeah, no, duh. Now, finally.
I used to have a big family, you know, and I just wanted to call in. And I'm alone, and I don't expect to win this money. But I think that young man calling in earlier, attempting to defraud you.
Chaim.
Chaim.
Just not right.
Yeah.
I agree. What's wrong with Chaim?
I lost all my faith in humanity.
What's his problem?
It's just not right. And you know, it's a chilul Hashem for a young Jewish boy to come on.
Yeah, this is Chaim calling back. This is Chaim commenting on his own call. It's a little meta. It's a little meta comedy moment. Yeah, there you go. You got it, Ken? You see how it works?
Yes, Chaim doing his character, Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Bob the lonely man. This guy has two characters, Chaim and Bob.
And then
Bob.
What about the high voice Chaim?
Yeah, he has three characters.
That's Shlomo.
He's a one-man improv group. Yeah.
And, all right, the number to beat is 4.
It answers, it certainly does suggest a question. Why don't Ken and Andy have a call screener anymore? The number to beat is a total of 4.
What I want to know is why aren't the Chaims of the world listening to Nachum Siegel at this moment?
Is Nachum Siegel still on the air somewhere?
Yeah.
Where can we find Nachum Siegel?
On the Nachum Siegel Network, my friend.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
What did you replace him with in the morning?
Wake and Bake.
How's that going?
It's going great.
I've heard otherwise.
Oh, what have you heard?
I've heard it's kind of low energy.
Really? No, yeah. He's very high energy.
Yeah, that's not what I heard.
Yeah.
I don't know. On the street.
Really? I don't know who your informants are on the street.
Well.
But they're feeding you false information. They're up to something. Because he's very, very high energy.
Is he higher energy than me?
Yes. Whoa, way higher energy.
What is my
you.
Problem?
Yeah, good question.
Seriously. It's not a rhetorical question.
Yeah, I
try. What would you say my problem is?
I try to introduce the show tonight. What do you say? Shut up. That's the first thing out of your mouth.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'm just so bitter, but it's not aimed at you, Ken. I'm mad at myself.
Well, no kidding.
Wait a minute. I'm rethinking that. Yeah, it's mostly
yeah,
you.
Yeah, depression is rage
turned
inward.
It's mostly you.
Oh, it is me.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it's you.
You think I'm mad at myself?
No. Maybe you're mad at the world. Well, nobody's calling. We're looking for...
Well, because you know what? Here's the fatal flaw.
Yeah.
Once we hit 4 people, like Mark's family, right?
Right.
Remember the Kevmeister?
Oh.
I miss him already.
Do I ever.
Okay. So once we had 4 people, we've eliminated 95% of our listeners.
Yes.
Right? Am I right?
That's
96,
right.
97, or perhaps 100% of our listeners have been eliminated.
Good point. And $4.30 per listener is no kind of incentive.
Well, it would be if there were 10 listeners.
Worthless incentive.
No, you know how I got the $4.30? That's the price of a milkshake at Burger King. It's a milkshake for everyone in your group.
That's terrible.
If you have 5, if you have 4 people with you, you would be in first place.
You said you were going to do $7.
Would that make a difference?
Yeah.
You think it would?
I think it would, yeah.
It will.
So we're looking for a group of 5 people or more. And
you will be rewarded with, 5 people. Hold on. I can do this. $4.30. I thought people would be calling from work or something.
Well,
$21.
I tried to organize people from work, and you scoffed at that.
Why? What's wrong with me?
I don't
Why
know.
Why do I sabotage my own
yeah.
show?
Yeah, oh, man.
It's not like I have 5 other shows.
Oh, man, you sabotage this show all the time.
What's wrong? Okay, seriously, what's wrong with me? 201-209-9368. The number to beat is 4. 4 people. Do you think raising the bounty would really help?
Well, hello? People do want to hurt you, so yes. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Chaim and Bob.
No, Chaim and Bob.
Almighty.
This is, oh my God.
Oh, man.
It's like we're being stalked.
Yeah.
We should call 911. Let's call 911. and say we're being stalked.
Stalked by Tefillin.
Yeah. Let's say we're being stalked by some caller.
Serial killer who's trying to strangle.
Maybe they can trace the call.
Strangle us with their Tefillin.
Do you know their phone number?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're still doing your Tefillin run?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going, buddy.
It's okay.
You go, buddy.
Yeah.
Strangled by Tefillin. This is where you left off. Stalked by Tefillin.
Trying to kill us with their...
Kind of kill us with their chauffeur. Their chauffeur. Blowing their chauffeur.
Yeah.
You're red hot, baby. You go, baby. Everyone, stop calling. Ken's on a roll. Ken has to think. Go ahead, Ken. They're going to kill us with their chauffeur.
What do you call those big furry hats?
Yeah.
They're trying to smother me with their big furry hats.
Yeah. You mean like they were dancing around with in Fiddler? The Russian hats?
The giant furry hat.
Okay, I think Ken's running out of steam. Let's get those calls back now. Break's over. 201-209-9368.
Animals don't count. People are now asking, do animals count? No, animals don't count.
Unless they're very special animals. I will count chimpanzees or monkeys.
Like Watson? Like your dog Watson?
Watson is not a count. Although Watson is as close to a person as I've ever met. And by person, I mean psychotic boyfriend. He follows Beth around.
So you would count any kind of primate?
Yeah, I would.
A gibbon?
Would you?
A gibbon?
Sure.
An orangutan?
201-209-9368. There's no family of five sitting around the dinner table that could use a little money, a little cash.
$4.30.
All right, I'm raising the bounty. All right.
What are you raising?
Wait, there's a call. Let's see if we can beat...
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, we're looking for a crowd of five.
Yeah, hi, Ken and Andy. I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah, I'll tell you why, that's funny. No one's calling.
I hope you get what you need.
I hope you get the help you need.
My name's Jim. I'm calling from Staten Island, and I'm all by myself. I'm divorced, and I'm lonely, and I'm just looking for someone to talk to.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks for reaching out, Jim. That's why we're here.
No, it's not. It's exactly why we're. It's not at all why we're here.
Oh, you're right.
It's not even close to why we're here.
I was just hoping Andy would say something insulting to me.
No. But your story touched my heart, and we really hope you get the help you need. Hey, there's another call. Goodbye, Jim.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'll say one's in the oven if you can prove it.
No.
No?
No, one in the oven doesn't count. It can't talk. How would we possibly prove?
Oh, he means his wife is pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he actually had a kid literally in the oven. I misunderstood.
Oh, yeah, that we would accept.
Yeah, we'd accept a kid in the oven.
Yeah. The Strymel. That's the furry hat, the Strymel.
Yeah, thanks, Ken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, please thank Ben. Ben in Newark.
I'm not going to.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
We're doing fine. Are you?
Oh, great. I was actually just calling. I not by myself, proving that I am the traditional FMU listener. I just got out of the shower after taking a run.
Yeah.
And I just got laid off today.
Okay.
And not only do I not have any friends with me, but I don't have a job either.
I'm so sorry.
I'm really sorry. How did they break the news to you?
They basically just said not enough work, and you were the last person in, so you're the first person out. Take care.
Did they tell you that in person, though?
Yeah.
Did they tell you that in the morning, or did they tell you that at the end of the workday?
No, of course, at the end of the workday.
And did they call you into an office, or did they just hover over you?
Yeah, into the office.
Yeah.
Did they escort you out of the building?
No. I just walked out with a finger, and that was about it.
Oh, man.
No, it's fine. It was a terrible job, so I'm actually really happy.
The next thing will be better. Ken, how do you lay people off? I know how you used to do it. You used to hold them down and have someone tickle them. And while they're laughing, you tell them, there's just no more.
No, that's not how
work
we do it anymore.
How do you do it now?
By TikTok.
Oh, you know, by TikTok early in the morning when they wake up?
I make a funny little video.
Very nice. That's fantastic.
I dance around.
Yeah.
But if TikTok's banned, then I'm just not going to tell them at all.
Yeah, then you can't fire anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
then,
you're
here for life.
I can still fire people, believe me. I just can't tell them.
Why don't you offer this listener a job? Here's what he has going for him. You know he's clean. Well, because he just showered.
He's clean right now.
Yeah, he's clean now.
A week from
now. But he does shower. Believe me, just knowing how to shower puts him in the top, you know, 5th percentile.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. You know he listens to the station. You know he can operate a telephone. He pays his phone bill.
We don't even know what he was doing.
It doesn't matter. He sounds like my kind of guy. Come on. Just
in the top 5%.
Kent, just interview him. Just bring him in for an interview. Just do that. Give him something.
I'll be the restaurant cook.
Okay, Ken at WFMU.org. Just contact Ken.
Do you have a TikTok account?
Say again?
Do you have a TikTok account?
Sorry, Ken. I'm anti-Chinese.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
So you can't fire him.
You can't work here because I can't fire you.
All right, buddy, we're sorry you had a tough day.
I'm sorry, but yeah, enjoy that unemployment.
If it's any consolation at all, I'm doing very well. I'm having a very good year, if that helps you.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that, Andy.
Okay, oh, good, okay. So I'm 201-209-9368.
Enjoy lounging on the public teat.
Yeah, that's right.
How long is he going to be on unemployment for?
I think unemployment is half a year.
6 weeks? No, not it. 26 weeks?
Yeah, I think I could do 26 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, I go on it sometimes.
Wow. You do?
Every writer does.
You go on unemployment?
Why not? I put money in. It's not like a gift. They take it out of every check. Okay, fine. You don't want me to go on unemployment anymore?
Good point. I won't.
Fine.
Good point.
No, Ken, if it makes you uncomfortable, fine. Whatever makes you happy, honey. 201-209-9368.
It's just you have so much damn money.
Oh, shut up. It's my money.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi. You're on the air. Do you know how to shower? Do you have a TikTok account?
We'll just settle for any kind of audible response.
All right. Yeah. Nobody there. We're trying to give away, how much is it? $7 per person that is with you while you're listening?
No, not $7. I never said $7.
What did you say? You didn't say anything.
Okay, I'll go up to $5. Oh, $5, because I could do the math easier.
$5.
Okay, so now Mark is still ahead. Mark has four people.
Mark and Angela and Rachel and the Kevmeister.
Oh, my God, your memory is amazing. I'm really impressed.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, do you have more than four people with you?
Hello. Well, lots of people are asking whether pets count, so I was wondering if kids count.
Of course kids count.
Anyone that can talk on the phone, how many kids are with you?
There are two people in the room with me.
Okay, so you mean you plus two for a total of three?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
What's higher, three or four?
Yeah.
Four is higher, but...
Four is higher, technically.
Well, there's actually five people in my family, but two of them are gone right now, so...
Well, if you can recall them in the next 15 minutes.
Get them back.
Okay,
call us...
But get them back and don't let anybody else leave.
Why don't you round up some neighbors?
Wait, what?
Why don't you round up some neighbors? You know, you might have a creepy man or two living in your attic. You should just check your attic.
Maybe. In the basement.
Or in the basement. Yeah,
If there's a baby in the oven, let him out.
Yeah, let the baby out. 201-209-9368. The number to beat is still four.
All right.
Can you imagine how exciting
Thank
it is
you,
for
caller.
Mark and his family?
Yeah.
Can you imagine they're sitting in first place? How long can they hold that lead?
Hi, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Really? You cut him off right there?
It sounded like Shlomo, like Chaim's high-pitched character.
It didn't sound like that at all to me.
Oh, it did to me.
Calling from his half a minion?
I'm scared, yeah.
He scares you?
Yeah.
Well, now you know how I feel, 24/7.
Oh, why? Because people come up to your house?
I'm scared of everything.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Fine.
Well, I don't know why you invited the entire audience from last Friday night's show over your house afterwards.
Only the fact that never happened keeps it from being at all interesting or funny.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Long time listener. You love the show.
You love the show. You sound very, very much alone to me.
I am with eight people here at work in the pharmacy.
What's your name?
Craig.
Craig, what pharmacy?
It's a Rite Aid pharmacy, actually.
Ken, ask him a drug question. Go, Ken, go. This is like Ken just watches Jeopardy for years waiting for this category. Go, Ken, go.
Do you have any cyclobenzapine in stock?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we have plenty of cyclobenzapine. Somewhere around, like, 2,000 tablets.
Great.
What is the current, what is the name of that drug, the common name, the over-the-counter name?
Flexeril is the brand name.
Is that right, Ken?
What did you say?
Flexeril. It's a muscle relaxer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it.
So we are talking to a pharmacist.
Yes, we are.
Okay, pharmacist, Greg.
Technician.
He's a pharmacist technician. Okay, and you say you have eight people with you?
Yes, there's eight people here.
Okay, is it you plus seven or you plus eight?
Me plus seven.
Okay, you're going to have to pass the phone around. We've met Craig.
All right, hold on one second.
We're at the Rite Aid Pharmacy. Right, the phone's being passed around.
And where is this Rite Aid Pharmacy?
We're in Virginia.
Okay. Is there an angry customer? Is there an angry customer watching you right now?
Yeah. What?
Is there an impatient customer watching you talk to me?
Yes, actually.
Okay, then. As long as there's a line forming, I'm happy. Okay, who am I talking to next?
Idea,
you work at the pharmacy?
Yes.
How long have you worked there?
Yes.
How long?
Oh, how? 2 years.
2 years? Ken, ask her a drug question.
Let's see. Are you selling Sudafed over the counter these days?
No.
Do you have to still sign for it?
Yeah, you have to show your driver's license for that.
Oh, man.
Is that true, Ken?
Yeah, it's
okay,
true.
Then. There you go. So we have two. Who else is in that pharmacy?
Tamika.
We're just going right down the counter, right down. We're just passing the phone. Hi, how long have you worked there?
2 years.
2 years? Would you say it's a good job?
Sure thing.
Have you ever considered for a second unionizing these workers?
I've never worked for a union, so I don't even know.
All right. My friend Ken's going to ask you a drug question. You go, son.
Can I get Valerian without a prescription?
Valerian?
Is that Valerian?
Yeah. Yes.
It's over the counter.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Even though it's over the counter for most people, if Ken walks in, please insist on a prescription. Because I love the guy. Please. Please make it harder. Okay, that's three. Who else is in this Rite Aid pharmacy?
Is Lisa.
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Lisa, you're up for $5. We're offering $5 per person if this checks out. What would you do with $5, Lisa?
$5. Okay,
sounds good. The correct answer is a milkshake at Burger King.
I thought he said $5. I'm sorry, I didn't hear a question.
Okay, your question is, go ahead, Ken.
What's a side effect of Benadryl?
Drowsiness.
There you go.
Is that okay?
Correct.
The pharmacy. Wait, what kind of Rite Aid is this that has a gaggle of pharmacists? There's no waiting ever at this Rite Aid. Never for a second.
My kind of Rite Aid.
Have there ever been more customers than pharmacists in this Rite Aid?
Oh, constantly.
Oh, my God. Okay. So we've now met four pharmacists. Let's meet pharmacist number five.
All right. Jesse, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jesse. How long have you worked there?
How long have you worked here?
Like 7 months.
7 months. Now, Jesse, you know if Craig ever touches you inappropriately, you have to report that, right?
Yeah, I'm aware, yeah.
Okay.
Luckily, I don't think that's an issue.
Oh, okay. And my friend Ken is going to ask you a question to prove you're a pharmacist.
Jesse, what kind of drug is Lexapro?
It's an antidepressant.
There you go.
Ken was looking for the word delightful. but we'll accept antidepressant. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're about to meet pharmacist number 6. You know, some businesses don't have any pharmacists.
This is MJ here. How you doing? This is MJ.
MJ, this place has pharmacists coming out its ass. This is unbelievable. Okay, MJ, how long have you worked at the Rite Aid?
About six months.
They're just hiring anybody. Dear God, I'd like to meet the guy they don't hire. I wonder if that person exists. Okay, my friend Ken is going to ask you a drug question.
I'm a cashier, though. Wait. It's different for me. I'm a cashier, so just, I barely work, and I'm a college student.
Okay, a cashier. Okay, we'll ask you a cashier question, okay?
All right, talk to me.
Okay, you're working an 8-hour shift, right?
Yeah.
How much money per hour could you pocket without Craig knowing?
All of it.
All of it's the right answer.
All right, MJ counts.
Okay, MJ, you're in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, we're looking for...
two more.
There's two more pharmacists here.
Mo, say hi.
Hi.
I don't think there's any other pharmacist anywhere in Virginia.
Hi, what's your name?
What's your name?
My
name's Mo.
Mo?
Wait a minute. I don't believe Mo's a different person. Do you?
Yeah, I think Mo's a different person.
I don't think five pharmacists would lie to us, though.
Who do you think Mo sounds like?
I think Mo sounds like...
MJ?
MJ.
No.
No.
Wait, Mo, are you and MJ the same person?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
I'm going to ask you and MJ to harmonize. Just sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat for a second. Go.
Oh,
Benji,
come over here and sing
your
boat.
Yeah, this is MJ right here. Yeah,
it's the radio.
I don't believe you're two different people.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
We're different. You hear me?
Okay.
This is more money, okay? Not MJ.
Okay, I guess they're two different people. Are you a pharmacist, Mo?
No.
Yes, I'm a pharmacist.
Okay, now Ken is going to ask you a pharmacy question.
Mo, if somebody wanted to buy psyllium, what ailment would they probably be suffering from?
Well, I can hear.
Psyllium?
Psyllium.
What is it for?
Psyllium.
Yeah, what's psyllium for, used for?
Madame Yuzel. Oh,
okay. Not every pharmacist is a good pharmacist.
Oh.
Oh, she's laughing, so she knows.
Well, she knows what it is. What is the answer?
Yeah. Pooping.
Of course, constipated.
Yeah, oh, constipation. Oh.
I could tell when she laughed.
You need a medicine. So a real pharmacist.
Funny.
So when you go to a pharmacy for constipation, you can expect a little giggle from Mo. She will find that funny. Yeah. Okay, and I believe there's one last pharmacist here at this Rite Aid.
Oh, it's a cashier, another cashier.
Okay, another cashier. My God, what a busy Rite Aid. Is there anybody else supplying medicine in the county?
Yeah.
And who is the last pharmacist?
Hi.
And what is your name, cashier number two?
Who's number two?
You. That's you.
You're number three, but he's just.
I'm lost. How you doing?
What is your name?
Annie.
Amy.
Hi, Annie. Annie.
Annie. And you're a cashier.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so here's a little quick cashier problem. I'm buying something for $4, and I hand you a $10 bill.
Mm-hmm.
How much change am I expecting?
$6.
Is that right,
Ken? Yes, that's correct.
Oh, and her tip. Wait, here's a question. How can you tell if my $20 bill is real or counterfeit?
I thought you gave her a $10
bill.
When you have
the marker, when you mark it.
You got to mark it, that's right. Also, a fake $20 bill has a Davy Crockett, picture of Davy Crockett instead of the president.
Well, not all of them.
Who's Davy Crockett?
Who's Davy Crockett, says Amy. Well, then we have, that's a whole other show. That'll be next week's show, right?
Okay, let's talk to Craig again.
Okay, Craig, congratulations.
Craig?
Yes.
Email me at ken@wfmu.org. And we'll arrange for Andy to send you your $40.
Wait, unless somebody calls with more than 8 people.
Yeah, there's 9 minutes left for somebody to beat your record of 8 people listening.
Okay, all right.
Craig, it sounds like a great place to work.
Yeah, give everybody a double ribbed condom. It's on Andy.
Yeah. Sounds like a great, really. You sound like a great boss, Craig.
I'm one of the techs. I'm not the boss.
Oh, you're not even a boss.
You're the boss now, Craig.
Yeah. Okay. Imagine your boss's face when he listens to this show, when he listens to a playback of this show.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'll love it.
I'm sure he'll love it.
He'll be disappointed he missed out.
I'm sure he would. Well, that's $5 times 8. You can ask Amy, your cashier, or MJ, your cashier, how much money that is.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Thanks, Craig and Idea and Tomica, Lisa, Jesse, MJ, Mo, and Annie. At the Rite Aid in Virginia.
The Rite Aid in Virginia. Man, 8 pharmacists, no waiting. 8.
Man, they're knowledgeable down at that Rite Aid.
Yeah.
We didn't stump them once.
You know what makes me laugh the most? What? It's a pharmacy. It's in Virginia. They've got FMU on the radio. They've got this stupid show being broadcast
yeah,
over the radio.
Why not?
Why not? Really? Why not?
Have you heard any of the local Virginia programs? Huh?
No, the question is, have they ever heard any of the local Virginia programs?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, the number to beat is 8. Can you do it?
No, I'm by myself.
Yeah, I figured.
Well, we're here for you, buddy.
I wanted to see if we could just wrap that up and get back to more wildfire jokes.
Wildfire jokes. Oh, God. Are you calling from L.A.?
No. Parkwood.
No, just if you're calling. Oh, well, I feel bad making any jokes.
Brooklyn faces its own natural disasters, you know. Brooklyn got wiped out during Hurricane Sandy.
Where do you have to live in the country to not be threatened by natural disasters?
There's nowhere now.
There's tornadoes.
Well,
there's tornadoes. Wait a minute, hold on. There's tornadoes in the Midwest, right? There's hurricanes up the East Coast.
There's hurricanes. The hurricane can hit you anywhere. Look at what happened to Western North Carolina.
Hurricanes can't hit you anywhere.
Yeah, they
Wyoming's
can.
Never had a hurricane. Has Wyoming ever had a tornado?
Wyoming could have tornadoes, and it could have...
You don't hear about that.
Blizzards?
Blizzards in Wyoming?
Deadly blizzards, of course, yeah. There's tons of snow in Wyoming.
Where would you say there's fewest natural disasters?
Wyoming could have hoof and mouth disease.
For the love of God.
All the elk and moose. You could have avian bird flu in Wyoming.
Well, so if there's problems everywhere, you know where you should live?
Autoencephalitis.
You should live in Virginia, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Every third person in Virginia is a pharmacist.
Well, Virginia could get hit with a hurricane. Virginia's right on the water, you know. Virginia Beach.
So where's it safe, Ken?
It's not safe anywhere anymore.
The correct answer? In my arms. I'll keep you safe.
Okay. Yeah, you with your hand sanitizer and your space food sticks and your 5-gallon containers of gasoline with stabilizer.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make fun. Cut to 3.5 years from now. It's Ken. I'm so sorry I made those jokes. Please, let me in. Please.
Ken from Hyde Park points out that severe drought can happen anywhere. Wildfires can happen anywhere. No one.
Not in Wyoming.
Of course in Wyoming it can happen.
No, there's not that overgrown dry vegetation. There's no wildfires in Wyoming.
Of course there could be. There were wildfires in New Jersey last summer.
New Jersey is different than Wyoming. It's more lush. It's more.
What are you talking about?
Wyoming is like a. Okay, not Wyoming.
Wyoming's not a desert.
Okay, Arizona. What happens in Arizona?
Heat.
Sandstorms.
Heat. Extreme heat. Haboobs.
What does haboobs mean?
A haboob, a giant killer dust storm. Derechos.
Wait, is it really called a haboob?
Yeah, it is called
How do you know this stuff? You're a witch.
I love
You're weather. A witch.
I'm a weather porn addict.
Haboobs.
And extreme heat in Arizona. It gets up to like 125 degrees.
That's true. I don't know. That's true.
Yeah. You're not safe anywhere, Andy. Especially.
But you've got to be. But statistically, you've got to be safest somewhere.
Well, it's true. Some place has to be safest. Probably like northern Minnesota.
Wait, well, northern Minnesota we know is horrific.
Why?
Snow and blizzards.
Yeah, but that's true. Get the blizzards. But blizzards don't, I mean, I guess blizzards can be killers. Like you get, you know, things like Buffalo, New York, you get that lake effect snow, you can get like 10
feet. I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, we're just babbling now. We've got nothing.
Well,
we're on fumes.
Craig and Mo and Annie and Jesse.
Yeah, I owe them $40.
And MJ, they're going to win.
Why did I raise the per diem just moments before they called?
Good question.
All right, $40. I will Venmo them. That's tough to beat, right? Eight people and a Rite Aid.
Yeah, nobody's going to beat that.
Wouldn't you love to see the customers in line listening to that?
Just a reminder.
Somebody really in pain. Somebody just cramped over that can barely breathe.
Yeah.
Listening to them babbling and laughing.
Somebody who needs their ergotamine to combat their migraine, their killer migraine. Don't forget, next week we are having Professor Elena Razoglova on to discuss her WFMU history.
Yeah, call with any FMU questions or anything you'd like her to look into and include in the book.
She's a font of information. She has uncovered incredible stuff about WFMU history, stuff that I never knew.
Really?
Stuff that most people didn't know.
Well, it might be a good show anyway.
Yeah.
Give us a try next week. I'll be here.
And we're also looking for clips, 7-second delay clips. If you have the ability to edit a great clip, like 30 seconds long to 5 or 6 minutes long.
You mean highlights from your favorite shows?
Yep. Zingers.
Zingers, because you are, or great exchanges, because you are great calls. Because I'm going to be gone and you're looking to put together some clip shows.
Yeah, because Andy's going to Vegas.
Mm.
You're going to go straight to the roulette table?
I don't think I'll be gambling much. It's more social. I think there are shows to see.
Yeah, shows. Showgirls and shows.
Showgirls. Are there showgirls? We are seeing Wayne Newton.
What is he, 95 years old now?
He's 92. There's a...
Oh, my God. He's 92?
There's a 5% chance. Actually, statistically, it's been worked out. There's a 5% chance, one in 20, that he's going to die on stage.
Oh, my God.
That's why people go.
Have you seen the footage of Frankie Valli?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, my God.
Well, he looks great compared to Wayne Newton.
Holy cow. You got to get a picture of yourself with Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
Nobody else will want one.
What are Wade Newton's hits? Did he do Dunkashane?
Yeah, didn't he? When he was a little kid?
Yeah, 102 years ago.
Yeah, Jesus. You're going to see Wayne Newton and he's 92?
It's worse than that. We paid extra for VIP seats.
Oh, my God. So you'll definitely be able to get a picture with him. Have him put his teeth in when you have the picture taken. Just a little pro tip.
I've never seen anyone literally die on stage. I'm kind of excited. Have you ever seen anyone?
No. Hey, this is WFMU.
Hey, this is WFMU. WFM Mount Hope.
In
New York City.
Rockland County.
In Rockland County. Hey, too. Hey, 91. Hey, wait, 91.9 FM. Hey, we're online, too.
WFM.org.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
When they play the boogie, do the dance to Snoop. Not nothing to it for it's so easy to do. I like the cool damn thing. Yeah, cool damn thing. When you're doing the thing smart, babe, when you can cool that thing. Well, old Brother John was feeling fine. Cool sister Kate said she lost her mind. I'm making cool that thing. Yeah, cool that thing. Yeah, you better watch out, mama. You learn how to cool that thing. See that little girl, got a red dress on. She can cool the boys if it takes her all night long. She can cool that thing. Yeah, cool that thing. Be the one love it, baby, when you cool that thing. Let's cool it. Cool that thing. Yeah, cool that thing.